was the night before Christmas. Nobody really was noticing that. I ain't sure anybody even knew that much about Christmas.
Might have been even before the whole thing got started, I don't know. But there was this poor couple
looking for a place to spend the night. Well, the political leadership of their day was against them.
Probably not unlike the political leadership of our day.
Whose idea of grace and honor seems to be killing anybody who you think might
sometime possibly try to kill you. They were a poor couple.
It was a cold night. They ducked into a barn.
The woman was about to give birth.
The man was a good man.
The woman was a good woman.
I never heard anybody say anything about whether she was a virgin or anything like that.
She was a good woman. It was pretty warm in the barn, actually.
There was a couple of cows in there.
They were tired. They put out a lot of heat.
Fortunately, the man, I think his name was Joey, did not smoke.
Well,
a little
baby popped out. It's an amazing thing that little babies do.
Women do. The men.
Sorta, kinda, a little bit.
Help. Well, that's a big story.
Being born.
Just getting born is such an amazing thing.
You'd think we'd all just be nice forever after.
Just to get to be a part of
it. You'd think that anybody who'd ever held a little baby in their arms
be so careful not to ever
do any damage to another human being
or this creation of which we are so obviously a part.
Well, they wrapped him up
pretty cozy in there, really. Don't have a whole way too much, awful lot. It's surprising how little it takes to make you feel pretty warm, pretty good.
And they slept through the night. The next day, fairly early, three dudes showed up. They were Zen priests from the East. Some people call them wise men.
But they were Zen guys. They didn't believe in religion.
They believed in a way of liberation.
And I guess they must have sensed something about this little child.
They came bearing gifts.
A warm blanket.
Quite a few groceries.
And a mule.
To help this family on their way.
Well, that's about all I know about this story. The boy. He did not grow up to found any big religion. With shiny churches or gold or
silver.
Swords.
the stories about another world so much better than this one that it can just sort of look over at this one, feeling sort of sad.
He didn't do any of that stuff.
He was just a child full of love.
Went around.
Talked about love. Talked about the flowers.
He was a good fisherman.
Sometimes when I get distraught about our world,
what we're doing to it, I remind myself
that little children like that are being born every day.
They may not make a lot big news, but in their life they're kind.
They take care of people.
And they don't blow things all out of proportion. And they spread the news that this life, though mysterious and hard,
should be cherished.
I know those babies get born because I meet them every day.
Some are 12.
Some are 23.
Some are 38. Some are 51.
Some are 67. They're women. They're black,
men,
white,
they're black, white,
yellow. Every color you can think of. They're all over the place. Some of them are even 92.
Some of them are named Lila, Ethan.
So this Christmas, more than anything else,
is every day, every night.
And even when things look dark,
way down in the human heart,
we all share. There's a light.